Welcome back to the first Discovery 2 of 2013, which is a bit frightening. The world did not end. Discovery 2 will still continue on. And we've got four fantastic bands for you this week. It's, of course, this Thursday, 28th of February, down at the AAA in Kensington there in London. If you're listening internationally, you're still in for a treat because we've got four bands for you. We're going to play one song from each. And I've got I don't know if ubiquitous is the right word. I don't even know what ubiquitous means. We've got our guests, as always, or I'm the guest of them, I think. It's Alex, KW, and Umang. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Very cold.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Cold in London?
Yeah.
That's not new, is it, really?
Oh, wow.
No, it's not going too bad. We had a good new year. We had a good start to the year. It was the Brits yesterday. Wasn't that great. Everything's well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. You've got four great bands. In fact, one of them I've seen before, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Talk about Mark Hole and his Tori Amos tour that he did. He even wrote a song for it, which I think we're going to play. But you've got four great bands. You've got Stella Star, Blackheart, of course, Mark Hole's just mentioned. And you've had a last-minute substitution, Umang. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we Tom Brady was meant to play. Tom Brady's he's great. He supported the band that I work with, Raba, at the Bush Hall Showcase. So I've seen him, and he is great. But he had to reschedule because of unexpected death. I shouldn't have said that, really. That sounds really... really stern, but yeah. So I got my friend to hop in because I thought she would do really nicely for the night. Her name's Charlotte Campbell, or Lottie, as I grown up with her and called her that for 7 years. She's a graduate of the Brit School, and she has a scholarship at the Institute of Contemporary Music, which I believe she won doing a series of gigs which was presented by the Mayor of London. So you had to do this. It was a round. It was in rounds, basically, and then she won it. She won the scholarship, and then whilst winning the scholarship, she also won a busking license. So Londoners may have seen her on the embankment near the Tate Modern, because that's where she busks a lot.
That's a good spot.
It is, and it's really hard to get a license to busk there. Because you really have to be talented, and obviously that's why she got it.
That's quite near where the mayor is as well, so he gets to hear when he walks by, doesn't he?
He probably likes to perv on her.
Is it still Boris? Do you still have the crazy hair?
It is indeed.
It is Boris.
But Charlotte's a fiercely independent artist, isn't she?
Yeah,
she does it all herself.
I've given her a few bits and pieces of advice, but really she's done it all by herself. She was in a band at one stage. I don't really know what's happening with that, but they were good. They were down in Southampton while she was in uni. I don't know, she's going somewhere. She definitely is going somewhere. She performed in the O2 before the Brits, and I mean, honestly, ever since she started doing her busking, her Facebook profile numbers have grown dramatically.
That's awesome.
So definitely a great way to promote your music out there.
Cool.
Because there's just many different ways of getting into the industry and getting noticed, isn't there? And busking is a good way.
Yeah, busking is a good way if you're in the right area. You know?
It's true.
And you can make some money from it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I got to say. I mean, like, I've known her for 7 years. She's a good friend. A lot of guys like her, which is why guys should come down to the gig.
Oh, and she's going to lead off the gig. That'll be cool.
Sorry?
She's going to start the gig off. That'll be cool.
She's going to start the gig. That's right, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to find out more about her now, her website is charlottecampbell.co.uk. And we're going to talk more about her, more about... Blackheart, Stella Star, Mark Hole, and we've got other things to talk about as well, of course. We always like to talk about the things that Discovery 2 has been doing as well. We'll speak to you in just a moment. Right now, it's Charlotte Campbell. This is called Stranger These Days. here on the Discovery 2 preview.
Anybody smile the way he smiled? Did you ever see anybody smile the way he smiled at me? Maybe I'm in too deep, but I'm following your light tonight. I'm following you home. It is about your smile. It's just that no one smiled at me for quite a while, quite a while. Sometimes a stranger is the greatest company, 'cause you were the only one who's there to comfort me. Now I'm following your light tonight.
What surrounds me, I want them forced to see and think I'm meant to be. I slowly start to change. At first in certain ways we're under pressure, under so much pressure. Such a slippery slope, and soon I cannot cope with the demon in my mind, from which I cannot hide. Lost my self-esteem and no sense of who is me. Me, 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 me. We're under pressure,
brushed images and the dangerous thesis.
Stella Starr just then with a song called Pressure. And she'll, if you haven't figured it out yet, she'll be joining us, of course, this Thursday, February 28th at the AAA in Kensington. Yeah, she's working with Guy Jackson, who's a producer, and you can find her stuff on his website, actually, at guyjacksonmusic.co.uk. I'm going to send it over to these guys because I think they know more about her than I do. But tell us a bit. What else do we know about Stella?
Basically, Guy approached me because he's a composer and a producer. But his latest collaboration is working with Stella, who they've been developing this project for a while, and she's a fully trained opera singer. So that was really exciting when he said to me, because I know Guy's work, so. This is a project that is mixing the opera with contemporary sound. And they're actually launching her EP at Discovery, which is great.
Hmm.
So she's a new artist. She's been doing a few gigs, but not many people know about her at the moment. So we're really happy to be launching her at Discovery.
Cool. Well,
I just think that you've just played Stella Starr on radio for the first time ever. Like, no one else has ever done that.
Really?
Siv.
Yeah.
You have. Discovery 2 has. Yay for us.
Discovery 2 has. And as soon as they got it off the computer and mastered it, they sent it straight to us.
That's awesome.
Which then you got it. So I've had a little sneak peek at their EP, which they sent me. A lot of different stuff there, which Stella uses her operatic voice. You know, she doesn't sing in an operatic style all the way through, which is great. She uses it in certain points to emphasize certain bits. So that's quite interesting.
Well, I think that's a sign of a really talented artist is when they can do different styles when they want to. I think a lot of guitarists sometimes they get stuck in one genre of music or one style, and when they can play lots of different styles or sing lots of different styles, as in this case, I think that really shows that they're a very fine musician indeed. So,
and lyrically, I think she's interesting as well. You know, there's some quite deep subjects that she's dealing with as well, as some, you know, happy-go-lucky poppy type lyrics too. So,
cool. Well, so you guys have been speaking to a website. I don't know how that works. You talk in code or something.
011101.
That's my joke. My joke of the show. I've
Are you talking Bandwagon?
Yeah. So tell us a bit about your meeting with your. Are we talking about Bandwagon on the show? We are.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely, because they're really good for independent artists.
Yeah, nice. Bandwagon gigs, first of all, not Bandwagon as you searched earlier, because that comes up with
Bandwagon-based company. Bandwagongigs.com, yeah.
Yes, right.
There's another music company in Nashville called Bandwagon, but they're more of a recording type place. So this is gigs.
This is gigs.
Bandwagon gigs.
So think Sonic Bids, because everyone pretty much knows what Sonic Bids is. So if you're an artist and you're looking to play a show, there are online tools to help you. This being one of them. So you sign up as an independent artist or a signed artist, doesn't matter. And a promoter signs up on the other end of the website. They post a gig up saying we're looking for artists. You like the look of that gig, you put in a submission. So that's how all these websites work. Bandwagon Gigs right now, I think it's the easiest, the safest, and it's made for the independent artist, you know, who isn't earning that much money. And right now they powered a couple of festivals, didn't they? They're powering us. They've got a lot of shows lined up.
I think they're powering.
They've got a few which we can't say.
The other one.
Yeah.
That's always exciting.
It's in the making, but it is exciting.
And they've also recently had a series of shows at the Roundhouse, which was sold out. And Bandwagon Gigs are looking for a support act. So as long as the headlining band likes them, you know, it's no ties to how many people that can they bring.
Huh.
And they don't really like a pay-for-play policy, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're anti that.
Yeah.
Which That's is good. Good.
Yeah.
Because we don't like pay-to-play either.
No.
Maybe the tech can fight the crappy promoters.
No, exactly. And
promoters can register on there as well. So, like when we had a bit of a crisis yesterday when a band pulled out, you can post something up on there and instantly it's up there and you can get a response. And it can go genre specific as well and area specific, so it's quite targeted.
Mm-hmm.
They've just relaunched a website with version 2 of the website, redesigned EPK. There are some additional features which you do have to pay for, but I think once you've used the standard account, some of the aspects you will want to pay for, and they're not expensive as well.
It's only £8 a month for the premium one. So that's, what is that, a year? It's eight times, I can't do that math in my head.
Times 12. Come on, Justin.
It's like £100. Hold on, let me get my calculator out. 8 times 12 is £96.
Well done.
£100.
Wow.
Great piece of marketing we've done there for them. I think it is a worthwhile service. They're looking to grow as well. So you'll be seeing them at South by Southwest America.
I would have thought they just wanted to stay the size they were. Sorry, you mind?
Go away, Justin. That's how I'm leaving.
they're going to be at South by Southwest this year. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in the area, if you're going to that, check them out. Give them a talking to. Say that Alex from Discovery sent you, and they'll look after you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably be at The Great Escape. They'll probably be at Liverpool, Sound City. They'll probably do a lot of the UK ones as well, won't they?
Yeah.
Cool. It looks like, that looks like they've got some good stuff. Maybe I'll have to post something on here and have them send me music to play on the show. I'll bet that they'll let me do stuff like that, won't they?
Yeah, we did chat to them about hooking you two up.
Good.
And we're talking to them about doing some stuff with them as well.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what's really good. I think they're welcome to chat to you on your show as well to really explain how their service works and what their core beliefs are.
Oh, definitely.
Because you know, they like going around to universities talking to kids.
Cool.
So you just hit them up. We'll connect you.
Nice.
And that'll be another show.
Bandwagon, if you're listening, email me, jw@thejustinwayneshow.com. Or anyone else can email me as well, if you want. Go ahead. Let's play some more music. We've got two more bands to play. We've got Blackheart and Mark Hole to play. Let's talk a little bit about Blackheart.
Yeah, Blackheart are managed by Nick at Madrigal Music, and I met him at The Great Escape, and he told me about his band, and then I went to see them at the Half Moon in Putney, and Alad Jones has pronounced them a great band, and they've had quite a lot of publicity, and they've had their music on an advert. They've been described as a pioneering British art house folk duo. And they really do gig a lot. I mean, every time I speak to their manager, they're down in Devon or in Scotland. I mean, they're everywhere. They've toured Australia, New Zealand. There's just two of them going to be on the stage performing at Discovery. They play electroacoustic, and Chrissy's got a lovely voice. So their music is perfect for adverts, actually. So they had their they did a TV commercial their music was on for a kitchen advert. And they've even had chart positions in the Tower Music folk chart in the States. So they're getting around. Yeah, I think we'll be hearing a lot more from them, and they're going to release their album Songs from the Satellite in the summer, but they'll definitely be previewing some of those songs on Thursday.
Cool. Well, let's hear them right now. Of course, we're going to come back and talk about and play Mark Hole for you as well. But right now, reminds me of a It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode. The last name of Hole. But sorry. They're called Blackheart. And once again, this is called The Sky and I here on the Discovery 2 preview. Once again, that is That is Blackheart with the Sky and I. And we've and of course they'll be joining us down at the AAA in Kensington. I'm in Washington these days, but if you're in London, you can go down to this gig. It's a fantastic gig, and I highly recommend you going to it. It is in Kensington. If you go out, is it the West Kensington Tube Station? Is that right? Am I losing
High
my
Street
mind?
Kensington.
What's that? High Street Kensington. Yeah, it's been so long. I know. Shouldn't forget these things. High Street Kensington Tube Station. Pop out of there. Take a right. And follow the road down about, about 3-4 blocks. You'll see the Archangel on your right-hand side. And right underneath that is the AAA. And it's a fantastic gig always. The sound is always good. We always get lots of compliments from the artists. Even in the interviews that I get to hear now, the artists are always talking about how good the sound is. So Ed and... And those guys down there are doing a fantastic job. So do get down there, 28th of February. If you want to head over to the website, discovery-talent.co.uk, you can get tickets in advance. They're £5 ahead of time, and they're £7 at the door. So make sure you get some ahead of time, because you'll save yourself a couple of quid and pay for a drink as you're down there. We've got one more artist, and we've done quite a bit of talking about Discovery 2 so far, so we probably don't have too much left to say. But Alex and Umang were wondering how I knew Mark Cole. We're going to play a song for you called Tory Tour, and the Tory refers to Tori Amos. And my wife is a very big fan of Tori Amos, and when she was in London at the Royal Albert Hall, which was amazing, Mark Cole opened for her, and Mark Cole was on this tour. And he wrote this song. It wasn't exactly about the Tory Tour. It was more about a girl that he had recently broken up with, that he had been living with. And he wrote the song for her, saying, you know, basically saying, if I can remember this correctly, maybe Mark will tell you differently at the gig. But I think what he wrote it about was that you know, he'd been working so hard, and he finally got this tour, and then his girlfriend left him, and he was sad about that. So. Not all these things can sort of culminate in our lives, can they? They don't always meet at the same time. But it's a great song. And you can find Mark at, if I shuffle around my notes, Mark, it's markhole.com. Anyone that's watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and heard the Nightman song will know why I keep giggling when with his last name is Hole. But we can't go into that now. It's kind of dirty. What do you guys know about Mark Cole? That's what I know about Mark.
A contact of mine who is a producer manager sent me a link to him and said that he's releasing his new album and would we like to put him on, and he'd expressed interest in performing at Discovery and had a listen and looked at some of the videos. Some of his videos are very out there. I think a really interesting artist, actually, and I'm really looking forward to having him on. And he's going to be playing with a band as well, with a drummer and a cellist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think he'll be great to top the show. Well, as you know, we don't really have headliners, but he's the one who's going to be on at the end of the evening. But yeah, looking forward to him very much.
Fantastic.
And he's got a bit of a fan in Kevin Spacey, apparently. Spacey's quoted to say, listen to his songs and go to his gigs. You'll find him to be a pretty open kind of fellow, a little eccentric.
if Kevin Spacey calls you eccentric, it's got to be true. If the pot is ever called the kettle black.
I think he's got a lot of interesting influences, Mark Cole.
Excellent. He does, and he's fantastic live. I've never heard him with a band. He played by himself when he played with Tori, but he is fantastic live. One of the things he did.
Do you want an autograph?
Yeah, sure.
We'll get you an autograph.
That'd be great. You can have him sign one of the records for me. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Because when he was there, one of the things he did, because you know, the Royal Albert Hall is known for its acoustics, and so he leaned back away from the microphone and went, "Hello." And you could hear him, just, you know, it was really cool. Sort of the, I don't know. Anyway,
Of course, yeah, going right up into the roof.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty neat. So he's quite a cool guy, and I'm jealous that you get to see him play so close in a venue like that. So
yeah, I know, to have that intimate setting, we're going to be spoiled, aren't we?
Definitely.
Great. Should I record a video for you on my iPhone and pretend like and send it to you and be like you're there?
Sounds good. Please do.
I'll ask him to dedicate a song to you as well.
Pretty soon you'll have him flying over and staying on my couch or something.
Yeah.
Thanks once again, guys, for doing this. It's always a pleasure, never a chore, to have you guys and do this with you guys. Always good to catch up.
It is. It's always good to hear your voice now that we don't get to see your face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We could. You know, I was thinking we should start. They've started doing live Google Hangouts now, so maybe we'll have to do that sometime. And,
yeah.
And do some video, and maybe we can do this thing live with video. That'd be frightening. I might actually have to shower before I do this. but once again, if you head over to discovery-talent.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/discoverytalent, and you can get your tickets ahead of time for £5 or £7 on the door. It's at the AAA. You can find more information about that at aaa.uk.net, and that's really about it from us. For Alex and Umang, my name is Justin Wayne. Thank you very much for listening. And we give you Mark Hole with a song called Tory Tour from the Discovery 2 preview. See you on Thursday.
I'm hanging out here. You're the reason that I've come this far. Without my muse, I'm just a lonely piano singer. I wanna call you like we're still together, but you won't answer 'cause you're far too smart. So now I'll take this sad tune and start pouring out my heart. 'Cause I know that you're broken like I am too, but please don't tell me that we're through. Is it true? Here I am on the Tory Tour, pouring my heart just like before. The music in me, well, it's all about you. It looks the same, but girl, it sure has changed. With this accountant giving all you've wanted from me. I will love you till the end of time. Just accept it 'cause it's true. I will take this sad tune and then I'll sing it out for you. 'Cause I know that you're broken like I am too. But please don't tell me that we're through. Is it true? Here I am on the Tory Tour, pouring my heart just like before. We were a couple of years of happiness. It was a pleasure to spend them with you. We'll remember the good times and forget the rest. Breaking out of ourselves to reach
Thank you.